Welcome to another episode of the Insecure Rehash, actually. It's not What's She On About right yet. It's the What's She On About Insecure Rehash, although we are almost back from our summer hiatus.
Damn.
I'm Mitzi.
Oh, sorry. Who am I? Cat. That's it. Sorry. I'm being pulled in 50 million places right now.
Hey, I'm good. We missed you last week while you were on vacacion.
I know. And okay, couldn't Mexico watch. Really needs. Yeah, they need to get it together.
That's a doggone.
Because I don't understand why HBO did not work. I paid $40 to ensure that I had the good Wi-Fi during my stay.
And nothing doing.
Nope.
Oh, that's such a bummer. Such a bummer. But on the other hand, that means you came back and you had two episodes of Insecure to watch.
I did. And it felt so good.
Okay. And so, like, last night's episode, oh my goodness. First of all, I'm so happy she has a mirror.
It's about time.
Okay. We've been waiting for Mirror Bitch to come back.
Mirror Bitch. Where am I going? Oh, she's like, where am I gonna go?
She was like, stay right here. Where am I gonna go? I tell you what, I'm so happy because, like, those were my favorite parts whenever she was in the mirror. So now she finally has one. She's moved into this apartment. She took the job as the apartment manager. And here comes Daniel with the rest of her stuff. Like, I guess they're done. Maybe?
I don't know.
Yeah,
so I heard a little bit about, what you thought. I mean, I guess it's for the best. I see that moment when he was like, I'm always saving you. Like,
right, oh, where he was like,
you think I'm going to save her?
Exactly, that's what I said. I was like, oh, yo. And he meant it, too. Like, when he was trying to sex-apologize later that night, talking about, oh, it was because I was upset with what happened with Spider or whatever. Nah, you meant it. Because she was like, really? That's what you feel? And he was like, I said what I said. I mean, he didn't say that. But basically his face was like, I said what I said.
Right. Right.
So I was like, maybe it is the end of Daniel, because when Molly runs into
him, I can't
say
that I'm angry. I'm not mad at that.
I kind of wanted them to work.
He kind of gets in his own way.
Oh, he
you can already see what the challenges
gets
of that relationship are going to be.
You're right. I mean, he absolutely gets in his own way. That whole situation with Spider and what was that other guy's name? Khalil in the I'm like, dude, did you really just do that? That was just unreal.
When people show you who they are,
believe
them.
Man, when Molly runs into him and is like, bye, Daniel, I'm like, oh, maybe
this
is the end of
Daniel.
It did. It really, really did. I'm gone.
But you know, exes always have a way of creeping back into your life, so.
Yeah, there's always
if this is a true story. But I think, I don't know, because that comment could definitely dry up a vagina quickly. So
drier than the Sahara. Like, are you freaking
kidding me? Yeah, because it's one thing in my mind to think it's sexy and you think I'm sexy, but really you think I'm like a flake.
And pathetic.
So
and I
all of a sudden
you
heard, all I heard was, vagina dry. Dry vagina, Sahara.
Got me choking up in here.
Don't choke.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, no, I can totally see that not coming back around. But you know what? Who cares? Because Nansford's back. Better known as one of our past Idris rivals.
Yeah.
Kendrick Samson.
I have a gift.
Who's got all the abs. And all that light-skinned fineness. Woo! Lord!
Can we talk about that for 2 seconds, though?
Yes, let's.
I was all, oh, he's taking off his shirt. He's about to jump into the pool. And And then they pan down to his waist and his tiny little butt. And I'm like, that's not a man waist. Like, his, I don't know. Like, maybe he needs to work the lower body a little bit more. Bump that up a little bit. I don't know. Because I was definitely, they were like on his chest.
Yeah.
Then they flashed to the beard, the man beard, you know, only real men grow beards. And then they pinned down. It's like, ooh, that's a tiny waist and a little tushy.
It's funny. funny because I was reading something about the fact that he's going to be in a few more episodes, so Nathan's not going anywhere. But one of the things they mentioned is that he had lost, like, I don't know, 15 pounds or something like that from getting his tonsils taken out recently. And so I wonder if maybe he just didn't gain anything back yet, or he didn't gain it all back yet. I don't know.
He's one of those. Oh my god, I was sick. I lost so much weight. Meanwhile, a bitch just gets fatter and fatter.
Yeah, he's definitely one of those. Ugh! Anyway, okay, wait, let's go back.
But that was cute.
Wait, let's go back, actually, to her apartment, because I was loving all the little Adele jokes that she made with those mix CDs. So you remember how she was saying you gotta throw stuff away, it's your new life, you gotta throw things away, and so one of the things she wanted to throw away are those mix CDs. She's like, but wait, it's got Adele on them. That Lawrence made. She's like, but wait, it's got Adele on it. And then somebody knocks on the door and she's like, oh, is that Adele at the door? She was like, hello? And then later
people need to know you're like a huge Adele fan, by the way.
Yes. Massive. Not that. Massive Adele fan. Love her so much. So that, like, tickled me so much to hear those jokes. And then later on when she's, like, going through it, she was like, we're rolling in the keep with you. So she could keep the CDs. Oh, yeah, laughing at her own corny jokes. I love it. Because I do the same thing.
Alrighty.
I know. But wait. So let's talk about Molly real quick. Because when she has that whole situation at work, with that dummy sort of like chiming in when nobody was talking to him. I hate coworkers like that. It's like, you weren't being addressed. Let me answer. Nobody needs you to like come in. But when she's talking to the therapist, which I'm glad she's still going to the therapist, she mentioned that she stopped seeing Dro.
Well, yeah, she was supposed to.
She was, but I didn't think she would.
Know better, do better.
Exactly. It looks like she is knowing better and trying to do better. But I can't speak.
I'm sorry, but Dro, I also should have heard the more of a when he said, don't get into me what me and my wife do.
Yeah, don't worry about what me and my wife do. With all that bass in his voice, the nerve. Oh, that still just makes me mad.
That should have been the, what's another desert besides Sahara? Mojave?
Yeah, that's another one. What's the Sahara? The other one's the Mojave. Dry as fuck. Basically.
The Sahara. The Mojave.
Well, I'm glad that she stopped seeing Dro, because...
Me too, but sometimes talking things out in therapy has a tendency of making you want to clear the air or finalize or rehash.
No, so you think she'd do that?
Ugh. I don't know. That was such a fuck up, because Dro was like her friend. Like, that was her boy.
Right.
And they had amazing sex. It's like the definition of a relationship. A great, except, at least in my book.
Except he has a big old problem with a whole ass wife. It's a problem.
Yeah, an entire other person that he's responsible. Yeah.
It's and true. Like, that's married a huge problem. To. Yeah, exactly. Like, legally bound to. Like, come on. Ugh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No. I feel you. That's why it was a disaster.
It was. I mean, I hope it stays that way. I hope he doesn't come back. I hope she keeps her senses. But I don't know. She's fucking up at work, too. Like, she's feeling
so
super pressed
feel about
over
that?
There. I don't know. Like, she was getting in good with her coworkers. Like, they had, like, their little inside joke. She's, like, reaching out to work with them.
She was too jokey to me.
You think so?
It was like, okay, now we're with black people. Could be, like, not unprofessional, but I can kind of make... Like, the whole thing about the meeting starting late, like, you need to, like, fall back. It's still working. Like,
right. Yeah, that was, like, last week's. But I'm talking about, like, this week.
Oh,
where...
sorry. Watching back to that.
No worries.
What was that
at
about?
At first, though, she really was tripping with the whole, like, at my last job. That was last week.
But
she was like,
But I kind of feel her, though.
No.
I feel her, though.
Nah, man. That's something you keep
when you
quiet.
When you go to a restaurant and you have to wait 6 hours for your food, when you go to another restaurant that's not Haitian, or I'm going to say it, white maybe, where you get your food within a certain decent amount of time. Or you have shit on the menu in a black restaurant that people ask for, and you're like, nah, we ain't got that.
Yo, I totally get that.
Nah, we ain't got that.
I totally get like, that, but she shouldn't be doing that at work. That's for you. That's a conversation for your girls. That's a conversation for everybody else. You don't start every conversation at work with your new coworkers with, well, at my last job we did this, and oh, my last job did this, and my last job did this. Like, nobody's gonna like you. Nobody's gonna like want to talk to you. Everybody's gonna, and exactly what happened to her. Everybody started making fun of her behind her back with, at my last job. Well, at her last job, maybe they started on time. You know what I mean? Like, that's not a conversation for your new coworkers. That's what she was doing at the bar, bitching with her friends. And so that's why I was glad to see this episode that she was, you know, making new friends with the other ladies and, like, commiserating over, like,
that guy,
something that he exactly, something that they could all commiserate around. And so I was like, oh,
so
she's,
I'm confused.
She's doing good. You're confused about what?
She brought it back to a woman level. I'm confused about when she offered to help them.
Right.
And then like the next day she was going into the dude's office or somebody's office.
Yeah, she was going into that same guy Torian's office. So like she offers to help them and they're like, oh, okay, let's go ahead. And as she was offering to help them, she could also see that that guy Torian was coming out of the boss's office. So even as she's like trying to get in good with these ladies, she's like, I need to get in good with him because he has the ear of the boss. So she, like when they reach out to her to say, hey, you know, that stuff that you offered to do for us, like, let's go ahead and meet. And she's like, oh no, I can't, because she's meeting with that guy, Torian.
Oh, is that what's happening?
Mm-hmm. And it's like, wait.
So the guy she's talking shit about with them.
Yes. It's now actually the person she's working with.
Got you.
And I think
because
it's so
she
that
wants to get in with the boss.
Exactly. I think that's why she did it. Such a doggone shame. Well, we'll see how that turns out. We'll definitely see how that turns out. But this whole episode
Kelly's
was
hilarious.
Mostly, oh, I know, I love Kelly. But this whole episode was her running into Nansford. Like, she didn't know his name. Nelson. Like
he gave you a massive tip.
Please, you know exactly Nathan's name, his everything.
Word. And it was cute.
It was a fun little date, wasn't it?
Very impromptu. I feel like, is that real though? I mean, you live in LA. Like, how random was that linking up?
I think it was beyond random. I mean, what are the odds? Yeah, like what are the, you know what? It would be more believable if it was in New York, because in New York, you really do run into people like all over the place.
Right.
Even though New York is like huge, but still,
but
like
it's
you
really
run.
Not.
Yeah, you would run into people all the time. LA is way too spread out for that. And like,
right.
What are the odds that like weeks later, he's finally going to try this worldwide taco just as she's going over there?
Right.
I don't know. It didn't seem very believable to me at all. But you know what? I'll take it. Just to bring his fire back.
And just for her to have another love interest and be awkward. But and just in the way she dropped the taco, I was like, girl, bye.
But you know what? It's reminiscent of her dropping the taco before. There was an episode earlier, like I think in season 1 or 2, her and Molly go to a taco truck. She's singing to the taco and then she drops it.
And drops it on the floor.
Yes.
That girl's a mess.
I'm saying, keep a hold of your food, girl. Jeez. I have to go down and do like that little Lamarck Park walking tour that she did. I don't even think I've been down to Lamarck Park since I've been here.
What, so you can yell,
King Kong ain't got nothing
got
on
nothing
me.
Got nothing on me. And have somebody throw a Shasta.
I don't even know anybody
His pronunciation
still drink
of a
those things.
Exactly. But he said it weird.
I think it's that Houston accent of his. He's actually from there.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, the actor.
Why do I think he was
Kendrick
English? Oh, because he played an English guy. Yeah.
Yeah, he played an English guy, but he's from Houston, Texas, and it just I guess happened to be a coincidence. I think I read that his character is from there as well, which is good because you were worried he was from New York.
A little bit, yeah. and it didn't fit.
It didn't.
Didn't quite fit.
It
so
didn't.
I'm glad.
Yeah, exactly.
That didn't. That was not the case.
That was definitely
I been
not
like,
the case.
Oh, damn.
Although, I mean, I know it was like an impromptu. She didn't want to, like, let him get away, for lack of a better word or whatever. But, like, I can't believe that she just started playing hooky from work.
Yeah, but that's how it starts, doesn't it? And it.
I mean, she was on a lunch break. It wasn't like she didn't go to work at all.
Right. It was the lunch break, and then all of a sudden, a super lunch, long lunch break, and then all of a sudden, not feeling well, and didn't even come back from lunch. But boy, let me tell you, talk about being open with a stranger. She told him everything.
Those are the best dates.
Everything. Like, she cheated. Her rap journals that she raps in the mirror. I don't think she's told anyone that.
No, she has not.
I'm telling you, they are starting with the, like, super, super honesty, which is good because Issa lies.
Does she? She's good at it.
Yes. So I was like, oh my goodness, look at her bearing her soul, her ass, her feelings, her everything to this guy.
Right. Everything.
Everything.
Face will do that sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to this. I am.
Coachella.
I want to see more Nathan. I want to see them going ham at Coachella.
Yeah, that should be interesting. A pregnant lady at Coachella.
Yeah. My favorite part was she's like, we're here to celebrate Tiffany. And Tiffany's like, and the baby. She's like, no, not the baby.
No, no. Just you. Like, what? Hello. Where's her husband at?
I don't know. And I think that's very interesting that, like, we haven't seen any of that at all. Like, this season, and it's, I mean, it's been 4 episodes, but he hasn't been around for a while.
No, he
has
not.
I don't know. And I still, you know, they never explained that time when she said that he, like, was living at a hotel for, I don't know.
Half the summer, they were separated.
Yeah, exactly, for half the summer. And she's like, well, we're not going to talk about that. And they just kind of, like, gloss that over. And I'm like, interesting.
Right. And didn't she also make a reference of him experimenting with men? Or am I bugging?
I don't remember that. Is that when,
I feel like when Molly met that...
Yeah, when Molly met that guy who worked at the, what did he work? At the Enterprise?
Yes.
I liked him for her. They were cute together, I thought. She just couldn't get past it.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah, it was a tough one.
That's a toughie.
Jared, that's his name, Jared. They were cute together, though. Anywho, the one thing that really was surprising to me is that she would quit without having another job lined up.
Right.
Like, you got a 425 credit score, you ain't got no damn furniture, and you gonna quit a job just like that? Like, I get it, she still has
part-time job.
If her rent
is 700 something and she's Ubering, she just has to Uber more.
Yeah. I guess between the continuing of the Lyft and, I don't know if they pay her to be a property manager or they just pay her in, like, cheap rent.
No, yeah, they pay her in cheap rent. So she was like, so this apartment is 1800. And he was like, no, well, for the landlord, the manager, it's 750.
Right.
And she was like, I'll take it.
Right. So she doesn't have that as a part-time job. So really her only money coming in would be Lyft. Yeah. I don't know. Like, I don't know why she didn't apply. I'm hoping that we find out that they just didn't show it to us, but I'm hoping she had applied for the B Crew, that other organization.
After school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That way she can marry working with kids, with music, which she loves so much. And that she didn't do something super reckless, like just quit her job because she was over it. Wouldn't we all love to do that?
Sure. She had been there 5 years, though.
It's definitely a long time, especially since she didn't really like it. I totally get that. But so much easier to get a job when you already have a job.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah. But you know what? This is television.
Right.
So she'll be fine. Hopefully she'll be fine.
She has a ginormous apartment.
Yeah, with no furniture.
She could probably manage it. She might be able to manage it. 750 is not a lot. I hope Uber drivers or Lyft drivers make more than that a month.
Yeah, I mean, I think it just depends on how many, you know, how many rides,
how much they work.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And then if you add all those little extras and make it a party Lyft, you get $50 tips like Nathan.
Nice. You mean Nansford?
Yeah, Nansford.
So you need to go try that taco place out, by the way.
Yes, Worldwide Tacos, for sure. I'm actually going to go get my hair done on Crenshaw Boulevard in about 2 weeks. So I think that is going to be a That's going to be a Lamart Park Inglewood Worldwide Taco Day, I think.
Nice. Yeah. See?
I have no idea. But I'm going in the middle of the day, so I'm hoping that's enough. Yeah, my appointment's at like 9, and I figure I should be done by like 3 or 4. It should still be light out. I don't think the time will have changed, so I don't know. Who knows?
You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Cool beans. Be. Keep us posted.
We'll definitely do that. And did you hear them end the show with my song by Janelle Monáe? I love that song.
Yes.
I like that. Songs? No, it's I Like That.
Oh, the one that you said that doesn't matter. I cut my hair, you rated me, and blah, blah, blah. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. That one. I love that song. As soon as I heard it, I was like, ah! My song! So exciting! So, I know we used it to end the summer hiatus episode, but can we use it again?
Sure.
Excellent. So that's what we're going to do. I think that's what we're going to do. This rehash with I Like That by Janelle Monáe. A perfect ending, I think, to a very interesting episode.
It's going
to
be awesome. Yeah. It's fun.
I'm looking forward to the rest of the season. See what happens next. Especially with Nansford.
Yeah. How many episodes did they say he's going to be on?
They said he was going to be in 6 episodes. And he's already been in 2. So I'm thinking he's in for the rest of the season. Because the season's only usually 8 episodes.
Which is bullshit.
I know. And the half an hour, too. I'm like, oh my God. Just when you're like really getting into it, you're like, what? Wait, no? It ended?
Yeah, it felt good to watch back-to-back episodes.
I'm sure. It must have felt like a beautiful hour of Insecure. Ugh, I'm jealous. Although, I don't know if I could have did that. Ugh.
I know. I was pretty pissed when that whole Wi-Fi situation went amok. Awry.
Exactly. I'd be reading recaps and stuff just to know what's going on.
Man, listen. I was trying to avoid it, but
right,
yeah.
So you could watch it fresh. I hear you.
Yeah.
All right, Ace.
Okie dokes.
Let's wrap this up. Guys, we will chat with you later. And as promised, our summer hiatus is coming to an end. We should be back mid-September, I'm thinking.
Cool beans.
We'll chat with you then. Bye-bye now.
Toodaloo.
Holy crap, were we recording? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh my God.
I know.
Sometimes I'm free. called me weird. We was in math class, third row. I was sitting by you, right before Mr. Ammon's class. Cause my mama couldn't afford new J's polo, thrift store, thrift clothes. That was all I knew. Do you remember? I remember when you laughed when I cut my perm off and you rated me a 6. I was like, damn. But even back then, with the tears in my eyes, I always knew I was the shit. I like that. Chance of song.